What's up, my friends? Welcome to another episode of Breakfast with Sergio. I'm here with my friend Master in Memon, all the way joining us from Toronto, Canada. We're going to talk about how she sold an entire art collection right now during, you know, the coronavirus as well, without having a website or an online shop, only running it through her social media channel. So it's going to be a great conversation. Don't go anywhere. Well, hi, Master Ing. Good to see you. How are you?
Good to see you too, Sergio. I'm well. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us all the way from Canada. How is the day for you so far?
We are always complaining about the weather in Canada. So it's really hot, and now we're complaining about the hot, and now it's going to get into fall and really bad winter. So we're going to complain about that. So it's always, but it's good. It's a beautiful sunny day. So
kind of sounds like Chicago. When it's cold, we complain it's too cold. When it's hot, it's too hot, you know?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, Masarine, again, I want to chat with you today about something that is very interesting. How you release about your work, you know, right down through the lockdown and so on, and you were able to promote it all through your social media and get it out to new collectors and so on. So I want to kind of pick your brain a little bit about that, how you did that. You know, something that I've been also talking a little bit about here in the podcast and in the programs and all those things, you know, to help our artist friends, you know, also make the sales that they might need to do, especially right now with everything that's going on. Shows have been canceled, open studios and galleries are closed. So, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty, and this can help many of our artist friends watching today also, you know, experience some success on that as well. So, Masen, tell me a little bit about kind of like the process. So when did you started thinking about, okay, I want to do a series that I want to release, you know, specifically through social media?
So basically, with this isolation that started, I started thinking big images, which you see behind, and I started looking at, you know, the isolation series, and we started hearing talks about how beautiful the planet has become. There are wild animals on the streets and the cities because, you know, suddenly the air quality. But then I realized that the bigger the paintings were, without a website where people can't really look at the trajectory of the work because my site is under construction, that I realized that the big works, without people seeing it, are not going to spend the thousands of dollars. So I had to rethink that. I want to still make it relevant to the period we are living in. And the funny part was, I started getting all these emails, these chain emails on, let's share a recipe and then tag so-and-so, and then, you know, these family meals, and then a million sourdough bread recipes online. And I thought, okay, at the end of the day, we all need spices. And also being on Art Next Level with you, I was kind of also going into who I am and what my roots were. And the one thing that connects everyone is food. I think, whether you're Italian or Indian or, you know, it's food.
Totally agree with that, yeah.
Yeah, and spices do add. I mean, we're never going to eat a raw vegetable. I mean, okay, carrots and stuff. But generally, it's what do we add? What is it that brings the earthiness out? People were just showing their spice racks. And I thought, this is it. I'm going to talk about spices. And I'm going to talk about the Ayurveda and all the things that I grew up in India. But I didn't talk about it as a collection. I just started talking about spices, and I started talking about a different medium. And I love mixed media. So I started talking about, okay, I'm experimenting with this because we're all experimenting with a new way of life now. How are we recreating our days, you know, in lockdown? So all of that kind of gelled for me. So that was why this particular body of work. Why this, basically the spices. It just kind of connected with a wider audience. I wasn't kind of niching any one person. And I think everyone connected with it to a certain extent. So that was why the collection.
Love that idea, because you're totally right, right? Everywhere that you go in any part of the world, we all have like of different spices or different things that gives a flavor. Yeah. So tell me then about the process of marketing. So what did you decide to do on how to release the series to your base, through your social media?
So basically, when this lockdown started in March, it was maybe my birthday month in April. At some point, I decided I need to switch up gears a little bit and can't go this large, because what I started doing is putting myself in the buyer's place. And I thought, okay, a $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 painting, I can't just, I really need more to just, although a lot of things are being bought online. So when I started this collection, what I started doing was I started talking about it through my kitchen. So I would take little videos of, and I was working on small paperworks like this. So it was easy to carry it into my kitchen. And then if I started throwing peppercorns or I started making tea with lemongrass, I'd put that on the paper and I'd start shooting. And I think, oh, this is a really nice wisp of lemongrass. And this is a beautiful bay leaf. And well, I'm quite kind of inspired to create something. This form kind of reminds me of the bay leaf. So I started talking about it more than talking about it as a collection. I started talking about the process. I started engaging people in what I'm doing. But what I did was I didn't overwhelm them with all of that, because that would be like, by the time I launched, okay, we've been there, done that, seen it.
What's next?
Exactly. So what I'd come back and I'd start working on some of my bigger works and show them that, okay, now that this is dry, this is still a body of work I'm working on. And I started injecting that. But I kept telling them, I don't have a site, so follow me here. My site is under review, but I keep giving them information that everybody's going online, so I need an e-commerce site. So I would start giving them a little bit of information so that they would not say, oh, where's the site that I could go to? Or what can I do? And I would say, email me or DM me if you need more information. Then I'd engage them into, what is your favorite spice? What are the three things you'd use, say a cardamom in? So things like that is how I, till I really figured, okay, I have about 25 pieces. Now I can think of a launch.
Yeah. That's wonderful. And I love how you you took the artwork to the kitchen and make that beautiful connection, so or the viewer would connect that, the idea of the spices, this collection and everything. It does make something that I always talk about, it makes you as the artist more like us, the people on the other side, right, who may not be the artist, the collector, the the lawyer, the doctor, who may be following you, maybe a friend or maybe somebody who loves your work, but then now sees you, that you are also talking about all these things that, makes us more human. It's not just the art put on a gallery that, seems sometimes kind of out of reach or far away or kind of elitist in some way, but now you're presenting yourself in a way that we can connect with you, because I might be in the kitchen too preparing my next meal.
Exactly. Exactly. It kind of, the connection was not just the aesthetics, but also the medicinal values with the beauty of the spices. So it was really storytelling before I got to, okay, now I have a collection and I'm going to launch it.
Excellent. So then tell me about the release. So you had a very successful release of your artwork. You sold the entire series within 10 days or so. Of release. So tell me a little bit about that process, because you were running it all directly through social media. So how did you run your sales process?
So one thing I realized is I don't have a lot of followers on Instagram, which is totally fine.
Yeah.
But I realized that I had to talk about my older relationships and my previous buyers, and everyone would write to me. So what I really do is, when people write to me what work from me before, would say, I'd love another piece, or I saw this, or a friend would say, I've seen this piece, but I can't afford, whenever you do smaller works, will you let me know, or do you do prints of your work? Now, I haven't really done prints of my work as yet. So I always keep a list, a separate list of people who have connected with me and asked me, or Instagram helped me with the DMs. They would say, oh, I love that you're launching this, please let me know. I got your name from so-and-so. So what I started doing is, that was my email list. I don't have an email newsletter yet, because still my site's complete. I'm not quite sure of my trajectory. So what I started doing is, I took pictures and a little film using Impresso and Canva, and I started sending them personal and private little emails and told them, I know that you've been waiting for something that's affordable.
Oh, great.
What I'm going to do is, for people who have not had the chance to buy my work, if you want a preview of this work, let me know and you get a chance. And that I kind of put on Facebook too. So what I started doing is, I used my personal Facebook along with my Instagram and my business Facebook, because those relationships were deeper. Those were the people who knew me better. Basically, I just cross-posted everywhere.
Yeah.
So this is what I did. And I told them I'm launching on this on the summer solstice. But prior to that, on the 19th, if you want to get a preview and to buy the pieces, let me know. So I had people coming into the studio, sending me a message, sending me an e-transfer, and I put aside 5 pieces on the 19th itself. So that's how I kind of started working towards it. So yeah, my personal thing was more important than the IG and my Facebook. But I think it just depends on what works for you at what point.
Exactly.
So that's how I kind of went about it.
Yeah, and sometimes we assume like, oh, the same people that are following me on Instagram are the same ones that are on Facebook, and not necessarily. And sometimes it may be the same person, but sometimes they might not see you in both places, right? Because the algorithms, as we all know, prevent us from showing to everybody. So you may have 1,000 followers, but that doesn't mean 1,000 people saw your post. Maybe only, you know, 100, 200. So then going in into another platform and also sharing there, you know, you may be able to catch some of the ones that we did not see you in the first one. So it all helped. What are some of the top 2 or 3 kind of takeaways that you said out of now, once I finished my release and I sold everything out, you know, looking back, what are the top 3 biggest lessons that you kind of learned from this release?
I think one thing is definitely storytelling and how you are connected with the work. I think I needed to showcase how important this particular, that I wasn't just releasing a collection. And I felt that if I keep things topical to where we are at the moment, for example, I'm doing another small series, and these are little ones again. And this is again going to be called It Takes a Village. We always say it takes a village to raise people. So now this, so I felt that the storytelling was important. We were cooking. Now that we are outside, we are now going to live in a community where we have to look out for each other. So in Canada, well, I know all of Ontario, masks are absolutely necessary. So again, I'm talking about our homes and the people that now spill out, but we still need to perform as a community. So one was the storytelling. The other was not inundating. Just because I have a collection releasing, I felt that injecting it back and forth with the other works I'm doing was key, because what I saw was, oh, is the spice collection done? Are you finished with it? Is it created? Is it done? Have you released it? So if I wasn't consistent for 10, 12 days showcasing that, it helped.
Right.
And the other thing was, again, I feel that pricing is important. I think, and the feasibility of the shipping. So when people are scaling down, now that things are open and it's online, I can go big. But I think these three, I felt the storytelling, the making sure that your life was injected with other works, and that you were creating more of the other stuff. These are the three things I felt were really important. And I think the email, like you mentioned, is very key, because I didn't just write and ask them, oh, you remember you'd asked me. It was like, I know you saw this in so-and-so's place and you were interested in abstract. I kind of, I know what they like. And I would say, oh, I remember coming to your place and I know you had bought these sculptures, but you were looking like at a wall of smaller pieces and you love blues. I have a collection of blues.
Yeah.
Would you like me to send it? So I wouldn't really inundate them with all of it. If I knew that blues were what they like, or they like earthy colors, I would just club those pieces and send it along to say, would you like this? So I think
very nice.
Yeah, they kind of feel that, oh, she remembered that I like that. She knows she's not just spamming me with the whole 25.
Exactly.
She's picking and choosing what I would like. So
that is awesome. Thank you, Masarine. That was pretty cool. That's great insights there. And I think a lot of our friends who are listening right now may also start getting some ideas. May get a piece of paper and a pen and start writing down names of people that they might know, right? That sometimes kind of get lost in the cracks. Yeah, exactly. And Masarine, it's pretty cool that you also were part of the Next Level Academy in my From Your Studio to the World Challenge. How did you like being part of that?
I loved it. I loved it. I think I've learned so much, which is why it was really informative, because you gave all that information, and then you kind of nudged us to figure out what works for us, which was amazing, which is why when you talked about the stories, when Dr. Yanina talked to us about our personal way of going about things, I think all of that gives us it gave me a clearer picture of how I should work that knowledge to benefit my practice. So yeah, it was, yes.
Awesome.
It was a lot of help.
Very cool. Super excited. Well, Masarine, where can our friends find you on social media right now? Because I'm sure many will be curious to go and check out your work and start following you there and connecting with you as well.
So all my media platforms are my name. So my Instagram is at Masarine Memon. It's just my full name with no dots. And my Facebook page is Masarine Memon Artist, or just Masarine Memon, my personal page. It's all connected. So.
Awesome. Well, Masarine, you've been super awesome, super cool. Thank you for, you know, sharing your information. I think that's one of the things that I love so much about artists like you who shared, because they're not like, oh, you know, I learned this and I'm just going to keep it for myself, but I want to share with others. So thank you for coming here to the program and sharing those insights as well that I'm sure can help many other artists today as we all continue to evolve and, in these kind of difficult times that we're all living in right now. Yeah. So. Thank you once again, Masarine.
Thank you so much, Sergio. Have a great day. Thank you.
Well, to all our friends for watching today, we want to say thank you so much. Please go and follow Masarine on Instagram. Connect with her. Let her know that you watched this episode today. And please share it with all your friends, because the information that was shared today, all these points can also, you know, be shared with others. And so that the more artists, you know, that can take advantage of this information will be more helpful as well. So thank you for watching. And I will see you in the next episode of Refa with Sergio. Have a great day. Goodbye.